Welcome to Relentless Pursuit Ministries. If you are listening to this message, we want to say thank you. The vision and the mandate of our church is we are an apostolic, creative, sending and receiving ministry for the equipping of the sons and the daughters of God to see the gospel impact every family, every neighborhood, every city, every nation until the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. If you would like more information, please check out our website at relentlesspursuitministries.org.za and you would find lots of information about our ministry and the church and all of the activities that we do, not only in South Africa, but the rest of the continent of Africa and the world abroad. God bless and have a beautiful day.
One, two. Is it speaking? Recording. Yes. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. We just honor you, Lord. Yeah, this morning when I just woke up with a sense of almost grief in my heart. When you so love people and you love the church and you feel like the Lord's given you a burden for the church, you carry the weight and you see sometimes how people just choose to live their life and you just, sometimes the decisions they make, it almost burdens you because they're choosing, you can see they're choosing the wrong path and you're almost weighed by it. And I almost felt like the Lord's heart, how he grieves when we don't choose him, when we don't put him first in everything. And there's such an urgency of the hour, and I just want to read out of Nehemiah 8. Nehemiah 8, it's coming back to the basics of Matthew 28, Matthew 28, where it says, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's such a simple command for us to do, to go into the nations, to go into our valley, to go into the one in front of us, to go and actually make a disciple and to tell people about Jesus. And we are just so stuck coming to Jesus and almost just living the gospel for ourselves. It's become a self-centered gospel instead of a gospel for the kingdom of God to be advanced. And if we can shift our mindset and become so hungry for Jesus, so hungry for God, other people will see it and want to know Jesus. Other people will see it and we want to tell people about Jesus. The day Jesus touched my life with the fire that I cannot explain, I couldn't even walk that day of how much God touched me. I felt like I was floating for months with the presence of God just touching me. I just wanted to tell everyone. Everyone, I just told every person I met, the doctors, when they thought that something was wrong with me, it was nothing wrong. They couldn't tell. Immediately, I was like, yeah, you know, Jesus, this man, he touched me. And that is how it should be with our lives. And why have we become so complacent with him? And I'm here to tell people, and not just here, but people out there, and I have such a passion to see the church so set on fire for Jesus that they would burn and fall in love with him more and more and more, and that they would go and tell people, other people about Jesus so that people can come to know him. And that is the burden of our hearts. It's every son and daughter. That should move us. That should move us when we come to Christ. Not just keep Jesus for ourselves, but come and show others. Nehemiah 8, I love this. You know, they went through so many things. And if you read through the book of Nehemiah and Ezra, it's actually such a beautiful book. I just want to give you just a bit of a background from Nehemiah. After God sovereignly helped Nehemiah and then returned to the exiles that had to rebuild the walls many times, when they wanted to rebuild the walls, there was attack. There were spies sent out. There was false reports about them. There were things that tried to stop them from what God wanted to do. But it didn't happen. And so many times, as we're planting in this area and as we're going out after the harvest, there can be many things that look in the natural like it wants to stop us. People coming and trying to stop what God wants to do. But I tell you, when something is ordained from God, nothing in this world can stop what God wants to do. Not just here, but in your own life. The plan of God over your life, nothing, no devil, no spy, no false report will stop what God wants to do in and through you. Nothing. And they built the wall in 52 days. They built the wall. They rebuilt the walls and then they burnt them down. But then they rebuilt them again. And Ezra, so this is so beautiful about Nehemiah's. I just love it because I feel like it's a gospel message and almost like a picture of Jesus being brought into this place. And I'm just read the whole thing. Just follow me. You don't have to turn there, but turn there if you can. When the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in the cities. Now all the people gathered together as one man in open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra, we can see he was a priest. He brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all could hear with understanding on the first day of 7 months. Just imagine, in that moment, a whole city coming to hear the law, to hear the gospel of Jesus. A whole city just coming, waiting. They started at daybreak, as soon as the sun came out, the morning, early hours of the morning, and they went till noon, just to sit and listen, just to the word. And they went for a period where they couldn't hear what God was saying. They didn't get that. And Ezra comes in and he brings this, the message of the law. And I want you to not just picture it from the law, but picture it like the message of Jesus. Then he read from it in an open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive. They were listening. They weren't just hearing it and it was going out of the other ear. They were attentive to what God was saying. So Ezra the scribe stood on the platform of wood which they made for the purpose and beside him at his right hand. See, even Ezra stood on a pulpit so people could hear. Just want to show you that. At his right hand stood Shema and Naya, I can't even say all these names, Helekiah, Messiah, and his left hand, Peter, Taya, Mishael, Melechiah, Ashim, Ashabandana, Zechariah, and Mishalam. Well, these are a lot of names, but okay, forgive me for not getting them right, that's okay. That was a bit crazy. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people. For he was standing above all the people. When he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. They understood honor for the Lord. They actually stood up to almost honor God's word. There was a sense of awe that hit that city. There was a sense of awe and hunger that hit the people when they heard these words being read. Then all the people answered, amen, amen. They were lifting their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord and fell with their faces to the ground. Our response when we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, when it's presented to us, the day we met Jesus, should be almost falling to our faces to the ground in awe, in reverence, in just, he's so worthy, he's so holy. That was almost there. It was a response. And there is such a beautiful response. I just get in awe just reading it. I think when I read this passage, I almost wept because it just touched my heart so deeply. It just moved my heart. And also, I'm just going to skip the names. Okay. The Levites helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place, and they read distinctly from the book in the law. And they gave a sense and helped them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, and the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, the day is holy to the Lord, your God. Do not mourn nor weep. There was a sense of just repentance that came upon the people as they heard the word of God. When Jesus comes to meet us, is there a sense of repentance, not to pull you into condemnation, but a sense of awe and holiness that you can stand before Jesus and say, I'm not worthy to receive that, but by his grace, I can come and receive the blood of Jesus that washes me and makes me whole. And when I read the book of life and his word, it impacts me that I fall face to the ground, my full face to the ground because in awe and holiness of who he is. And they wept. And then Ezra said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to whom nothing is prepared, for the day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And there was a celebration that took place when they came to hear the word of the Lord. There's a celebration that should take place, and even in our repentance, in our weeping, when the Spirit of God moves us to weep, to mourn, and even in the same time to be joyful, to receive the gospel. That was their response. There was like an awakening that happened that day. And a hunger to hear more. Sometimes we can't even sit in church for an hour to hear a message. But there's in other nations, in persecuted nations, that people can sit for hours just listening, can travel for hours and listening without excuse. We become too full of excuses for the Lord. It grieves me. It grieves me to see and hear when we counsel people or something, you give them advice and then they come back the same next week about the same thing. But yet we still help people along, and that's okay, because people are at different levels, but that's also fine. But if you could just grab it with hunger and awe and just simply apply it, I promise you, Jesus will touch and change you and move you and do everything that he does and that only he can do by the Spirit of God. They gave up their first fruit of their day to hear the law of the Lord, law of God. There was nothing more important to them. Will we become so hungry for Jesus that we would give more of us in everything we do, from our work to when we serve our family, and how we live, that from that place of intimacy with the Father, even coming to serve in the house of God, will we give all of us to him? Because you don't live for yourself, you live for him. It's not a self-centered gospel. It's not living for yourself. The day you died was the day you gave your life to Jesus. It's no longer that person that lives, but Christ who lives inside of you. Do you understand the glory and who you carry of Jesus, the living God, who lives inside of you, that beats inside of you, that awakens, and the power of the resurrection Christ is in this room? We become so ignorant to who he is, so blind and so almost comfortable. I don't even know what the word is, but there's just like a sense of sleeplessness that's come upon the people, that we've forgotten who lives. Complacency, that's the word. Complacency that's just crept in into our hearts because we've allowed it. But when we get consumed with the fire and just Jesus, the fire of the Holy Spirit, nothing. Complacency's got to go. Complacency's got to go. Listen to how beautiful the second part. As soon as they got and heard the word, he sent them out to go tell other people. He said, now on the second day of the heads of the fathers' houses, all the people, priests and Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month. And they should announce and proclaim in all their cities in Jerusalem. They should announce and proclaim. Go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of oil trees, myrtle, and make booths as it's written. And the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one roof of his house and in the courtyards or the courts of the house of God, in the open square of the water gate and in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from captivity made booths and sat under the booths for since the days of Joshua. And there was such great gladness. Just picture that in your head, just as a prophetic picture, as a church, that we would come and gather. just, yeah, it's such a beautiful picture. I don't know if you guys see it, but I see it. I was just in awe, and I almost felt like as they were just going out, they were telling, come, have you heard the book of the law? And we'll say, come, have you heard about Jesus? There was just people today that I saw at the garage, and they were like, can I have your child? Can you give me a child? And they were joking, and they were a little bit drunk. And I said, no, but you know what I can give you? I can give you the gospel of Jesus. The gospel of Jesus. And they were like, laughing. And I was like, it's okay. But that should be our response when we meet people. It's like, listen, I have something that you're looking for. And that is Jesus. That is Jesus. You're feeling dead. You're feeling tired at your school. I've got Jesus. And you shouldn't be afraid. There shouldn't be shame that should come with it. There shouldn't be shame. Come on, be bold. Be alive. Jesus is inside of you. He's resurrected you, given you life. So you need to give other people life. Bring life to other people so they can live and their soul can live. Yeah. Do you so hunger after God's word that you would stand a whole day almost just listening to it? Just sitting and listening, not sleeping, sitting and actually like drinking. Do we hunger so much for the Lord? And I said, it's not condemnation, so don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm trying to awaken the fire of the Holy Spirit inside of that you would awaken to what God is saying. Wake up, church. Wake up to what I'm saying. This is the time people need to know Jesus. People need to come in. We need to make disciples. We've said it over and over, but the message will not change. It will stay the same. It will stay the same. And I want to encourage you. You meet someone tomorrow, tell them about Jesus. Invite them to church. Tell them. You're too scared to invite them to church because you think we're too wild. No, man. It's the Spirit of God. We cannot be so quickly offended at stuff. We cannot be so quickly taken back by silly little petty things that trip us up and the devil gets a hold of our lives because of anger or bitterness or offense or something that trips us up, that steers us away from what God wants to do or what God's doing in you. Don't let the little foxes trip up your heart. Deal with the stuff in your heart. Deal with it quickly. Offense, jealousy, whatever it is. Deal with the thing so that you can get over it, so you can run. Tell other people. Celebrate other people. Simple. Nothing special but Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He's so good. He's so worthy. He's so holy. I pray awakening upon each one of you that things would be pulled off your eyes to see. Things would be pulled off your ears that are deafening you to hear and obey what the Lord is saying you. There's things in the spirit that has been blocking you from what to actually hear. Things that have been tugging on your heart that you're dealing with that you don't want to tell people about. And you're hiding it so well in your heart. But the Lord wants to come in and open up so he can bring healing, restoration, awakening. Even on your minds, there's strongholds in your minds because we're not renewing it with the word of God. This is power. The more I read it, the more I'm like convicted, changed, shaped, everything. And it's so beautiful when you read it. It's not this judging. It's so beautiful. It's like this love. I just feel his love. Even when I read the Old Testament, I just see the Father's heart and I'm filled with his love. I fall in love when I read it. And that is our response and our relationship should be with Jesus. That it should make us fall more in love with him. I want to ask you to just stand. Not going to be too long. My prayer for the church is to awaken to their God-given destiny. My prayer for the church is to fall in love with Jesus, to obey Him, to respond and to let go of the excuses. My prayer for the church and for the sons and daughters is to lay down your own life and allow Christ to live through you. If that is your response to the Lord and that is mine, I say, yeah, Jesus. I just want you to lift up your hands and say, Jesus, and really from your heart, Holy Spirit, right now, I thank you, Jesus, that the conviction and the fire of the Holy Spirit would fall right now to hear your heart, Lord, right now. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your angels that are here. I declare awakening upon your people. I declare a fire that will not be burnt out. A fire shut up in their bones, Jesus, like a fire shut up in their bones. I release fire right now. Fire right now. Just receive fire right now upon them, right now. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Let the fire come right now. Say, Jesus, I surrender. I surrender. Jesus, I give you everything. Everything. Really, everything. Come and have every part of me. Every part of me. Purge me with your fire. Purge my heart with your fire. Yeah, right now, move, Holy Spirit. Lord, I release a burden for the gospel upon your people right now. A burden for people right now. We release fire. Fire right now into the atmosphere. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, we strip off all complacency off of people right now. We strip it off right now in Jesus' name. Strip it off their minds and off their hearts. And I pray for hunger to fill right now. A hunger for your word, a hunger for more, a hunger. We release the hunger of the Lord. Awake, awake, awake. We release it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, keep drawing on the Holy Spirit. Keep drawing. If you can pray in the Spirit, I want you to pray. Yeah, we thank you, Lord. Fill them right now as they're asking you to fill them, Lord. Ria da da ba bo sa da da ba ba ka sha da da ba 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 sa da da ba ba. Jo shi tiye de 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 de. Yeah, we release fire right now. Fire right now. Fire in Jesus' mighty name. Fire. 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 Yeah, we release it over her right now. Fire. Yeah, everything that weighs her, Lord, let it go, let it go, let it go. Thank you, Lord, that she would be so undone, so undone, so undone, so undone, so undone. We release fire. Oh, raka sanara bababaka. Yeah, thank you, Lord. More. Yanda. Yeah, opinion of man to fall off. We thank you for abandonment to the gospel. Abandonment to the gospel. Rianda. Yeah, thank you, Lord. More. We release it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. I just pray that she would experience your love in ways she's never experienced. Thank you, Lord. The Father's love.
Well done, you've made it through an entire message. If you enjoyed this message, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into this ministry, and you can do that on our website, relentlesspursuitministries.org.za. If you would like any more information, you'll find it on the website. Hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day, and God bless.